Two people are confirmed dead and a third is believed to have died in a boating incident on the lower Yukon River near Luggannuck. KYUK's Angela Denning Barnes reports.
The deceased have been identified as 29-year-old Daniel Noble and 50-year-old Cyril Murphy. Presumed dead is 24-year-old Stanton Shelton, who is still being sought by searchers. All men are from the village of New Namaqua, south of Luggannuck on the Bering Sea coast. There was one survivor, John Chigagak, age 21. The incident happened at about 6 p.m. Monday, 10 miles downriver from Luggannuck. Troopers responded from the St. Mary's Post. Megan Peters, spokeswoman for the troopers, says so far they only know what Chigagak has been able to tell them. The four men had all been traveling in the same boat.
According to him, there was a crack in the boat and it had filled up with some water and they had been attempting to bail the water out. And when it wasn't working, they decided to pull the drain plug on it and attempt to plane the boat so the water would go out as the boat was planing. And that is something that can work. However, the motor that they had on the skiff wasn't strong enough to accomplish this. So instead of emptying the water out, it became swamped.
Chigagak says he was able to swim to shore after taking off a lot of his clothing. He survived the night and was found the following day by boaters. The incident was first noticed around noon on Tuesday by boaters who came across a body on the riverbank. They found a second person who was dead, floating in the water. Both had been wearing their life jackets. Several local volunteers are out in their boats today helping in the search effort to find Shelton. Peter says local search volunteers are always appreciated.
Anytime we have a search and rescue going on out in the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta, we have found that people in the communities really come together.
Over a dozen boats started searching this morning at about 9 a.m. In Bethel, I'm Angela Denning Barnes.